Boom! Shake the room, Fire Nation. JLD here, and welcome to Entrepreneurs on Fire, brought to you by High Level, the all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Today, we'll be breaking down how sexual vitality can boost your business. To drop these value bombs, I have brought Dr. Ann into EO Fire Studios. Dr. Ann helps elite entrepreneurs reclaim their edge with breakthrough biohacks and regenerative medicine, boosting drive, performance, and longevity without meds. Building empires requires optimizing health. And today we'll talk about the smartest, most effective way to optimize sexual vitality for peak focus and energy and oh so much more. And a big thank you for sponsoring today's episode goes to Dr. Ann and our sponsors. Are you ready for the ultimate all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs, marketers, coaches, and agencies? Build funnels, automate follow-ups, manage clients, and even white label your own software. Say hello to our featured partner, High Level, and visit highlevelfire.com to start your free trial today. Over 42,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform. Download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning today at netsuite.com/fire. Dr. Ann, say what's up to Fire Nation and share something that you believe about becoming successful that most people disagree with.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you asked that question because I feel that in order to be successful in business and in life, you really need to look at and optimize your sexual energy. And most people may disagree with that, but I feel that all the physiology and all the optimization that is produced when you have sexual vitality really parallel what you need to be successful in business.
Well, check it out. That's why this episode, Fire Nation, is called How Sexual Vitality Can Boost Your Business. And I want to dive right into that, Dr. Ann, and just ask you how. How can sexual vitality be a hidden driver of business productivity and overall performance?
When you have good sexual performance and vitality, you actually increase three essential hormones called, one is testosterone. Testosterone really boosts motivation, goal orientation, and confidence. And in both men and women, it also improves mental stamina and really reduce fatigue, which you need for business, right? And the other hormone that get produced at a high level is dopamine. We all want dopamine, right? Dopamine is the brain reward neurotransmitter. It enhances focus, problem solving, and persistence. And that is what helps you chase your goals and your metrics. And the other hormone that we neglect a lot is oxytocin. Oxytocin is released on a high level after intimacy, and it increases trust, empathy, and bonding, which is really critical for leadership and connection. And so I truly feel that for entrepreneurs is the focus, the present, and the connection that really fuels their business and creativity. And the other thing I want to stress is that when you have good sexual energy, you remain in a state that's called parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest system that help you increase circulation to the brain, into the muscle. But what mainly is, it helps you calm. So when you're calm, it gives you mental clarity so you can get into your creative flow state. So that, and then also it also increases circulation and oxygen delivery to the brain and also to all the muscle because it optimizes vascular function. And then do something that is incredible. It gives you a surge in nitric oxide production, which then, I love this, it improves neuroplasticity. What that word means is that is the ability for your brain to form new ideas and solution. And it also improves your mood stability, which means it reduces mental clutter that blocks creative thinking. And it also, with sexual vitality, it reduces stress and it reduces cortisol. And when your stress level and cortisol is lower, it means better memory, recall, emotional stability, and better decision-making as well. So sexual energy isn't just about sex or intimacy. It's really a hormonal, neurological, and circulatory symphony that powers, you know, your focus, your stamina, your creativity, and your ability to connect with others. And you, what the more you nurture that energy, you're just going to be upgrading your brain and your body, not only for your business, but for overall general health. So I truly believe with everything that I have mentioned, that good sexual health equals good general health and equals good relationship and connection.
See, I love that visual that you gave about the symphony, you know, just when everything is working together, you have the conductor and everybody just is there and they're doing their part. That's so critical. So I want to dive into next, Dr. Ann, the smartest, most effective way to optimize sexual vitality for this peak focus and this peak energy that you're talking about. Let's really get into the nitty gritty about how we do this now.
It's actually easier than you think. Most people think, oh, they need to get this shiny object, this big equipment to biohack stuff. It's really, I truly believe that you need to fix the foundation first. What is the foundation of your body? Is how your body functions, what it needs to create energy, what it needs to survive. So you gotta focus on your body, which involves diet, what you're eating. What you're eating really matters because it fuels your body, it fuels your brain, and also exercise. So let's talk about what is a power play for sustained energy. It's your diet with good lean protein, healthy fat, more complex carb and fiber. And believe it or not, when you eat that type of diet, or I usually recommend a Mediterranean diet, you become fuller, and you don't snack out as much, and you actually eat less, believe it or not, and you don't have cravings at all. And so that diet is number one. And number two is physical activity. And even it's just like walking. I know it's entrepreneurs and business, you're busy, you don't have time. The first thing we compromise is our self-care. And I've been there, and a lot of, in being in multiple masterminds, I've seen it in my colleagues as well, is that you compromise diet, and then the second part, you compromise exercise. But even if you can just like wake up in the morning, just walk up and down the stairs, go outside for a quick walk, just like 30 minutes a day of movement, and I'm a big proponent of waking up in the morning and getting your morning light. Just stay out, stand outside, go for your morning walk. Even before you get your first caffeine in the morning, if you can, or just stand outside and walk in your backyard, just get about 5-10 minutes of natural sunlight exposure. So that way you can optimize your circadian rhythm again. Because when your circadian rhythm is optimized, you actually have improved blood circulation, which means delivering more oxygen to your brain for sharper thinking to start up the day. And sometimes that could even replace your cup of coffee in the morning. So diet, exercise, and morning light. And the third part is getting adequate sleep. Third and fourth part, adequate sleep and hydration. Because when you sleep, I recommend sleeping between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Because that's when your body kind of reset. When you sleep, your body heals itself physically and mentally. And it's a chance for your body to reset again. So when you compromise sleep, your body doesn't have a chance to reset all the hormones and all the physiological mechanisms that it needs to do. So you're kind of compromising healing. All right. And then hydration. The third part is hydration. The fourth part is hydration, because your brain tissue and your body comprises 75% water. So even a slight, just a slight dehydration, which it can happen. Well, by the time that you are thirsty, you're a little dehydrated already. So when you're properly hydrated, it improves blood flow by 30%. And it also optimizes hormone production. So water is essential for cellular energy production. And so I often people complain about the afternoon crash. I recommend that the first thing you should do before you grab that second cup of coffee or so is to drink water. Drink like up, you know, until you feel that you're not thirsty anymore, and at least put in at least 15 ounces, 16 ounces of water, and you're going to feel your energy pick up, because your brain literally, you know, decreased function when you're dehydrated. So those are the, I'm the type of person that try to keep things simple and break down complex mechanism to something you can do in your life that is simple. It's really not that complicated at all. And I think supplement help, but I'm not a big proponent of it, because I feel that you have to fix your foundation first, which is your diet, your exercise, and optimize your body first before you add any other things to it as well.
There's so much that I love about this, and I actually got or had the pleasure of being able to sit down in person with Dr. Ann earlier this year at a conference, and we just got to chat for a while, and she was breaking all this down, and I was like, man, I am actually doing a lot of things right, but I could also be doing things better as well, and I just love all of these value bombs that she's dropping. I just want to touch back on a couple of them. Sleeping between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., I mean, if you're being honest with yourself, like, not much good happens in your life after 10 p.m. You're probably just watching TV, zoning out, eating crappy foods. Like, go to bed early, get up early. The circadian rhythm is real. It's what our body's meant to do. And people that are like, I'm a night owl. Yeah, because you force yourself into that. Get up at 5 a.m. for the next 30 days in a row and tell me if you're still a night owl. Guess what? Your body will naturally reset itself. It will absolutely happen if you allow it, if you focus on it, if you make sure that it happens. And then this hydration part, you know, so many people are like, I'm just so hungry throughout the entire day. Well, a lot of times you're actually just dehydrated, you're actually thirsty. So if you take Dr. Ann's advice and actually drink some water when you're hungry and stay hydrated, you'll probably be a lot less inclined to feel like you have to snack throughout the day, all these crap. And these calories add up. They really do. And I'm a big believer myself in not drinking your calories. So I drink water. And so like that allows me to just stay hydrated, have less of this quote unquote fake hunger, and just continue on throughout my day. And we have a lot more to talk about around these topics when we get back from thanking our sponsors.
Okay, let's talk about a platform that's completely changing how entrepreneurs are running their business. And they are also our featured partner, High Level. If you're an entrepreneur, coach, agency, or course creator looking to grow faster and smarter, High Level is the all-in-one platform that replaces your entire tech stack. Seriously, think ClickFunnels, Calendly, MailChimp, Kajabi, and even your CRM all rolled up into one powerful white label solution. You can build funnels, send SMS and email campaigns, schedule appointments, manage pipelines, run memberships, and even launch your own branded mobile app. It's drag and drop simple, incredibly customizable, and built for serious growth. My favorite part, you can resell High Level under your own brand. That means recurring revenue, loyal clients, and total control. So whether you're tired of duct taping tools together or ready to start offering high value services with ease, High Level is your unfair advantage. On top of it all, their support team is second to none and has your back every step of the way. Seriously, every question that pops up, they will have your answer waiting. And if you visit my special partnership link, you'll get a free trial. So visit highlevelfire.com to start your free trial and see why thousands of businesses are switching. That's highlevelfire.com, where marketing, sales, and automation finally come together. High Level, join the revolution.
Fire Nation, when it comes to building wealth, taxes are one of the biggest levers you can pull. And if you're not pulling it strategically, then you're most likely leaving money on the table. That's why I love Gelt, your year-round tax partner built for entrepreneurs, business owners, investors, and high-net-worth individuals who want to keep more of what they earn. Gelt combines an elite team of CPAs with powerful tech to deliver personalized, proactive tax strategies for your business and your personal finances. We're talking year-round guidance, a clear roadmap to track your progress, and seamless tools to file and review, all in one platform with a team that gets you. Fire Nation, I know what it's like to scramble at tax time, but with Gelt in your corner, you've got a plan, execution, and a partner focused on minimizing your taxes and maximizing your growth. Get a personalized consultation and 10% off your first year when you mention Entrepreneurs on Fire. Visit joingelt.com/EOF to get started today. That's joingelt.com/EOF. What does the future hold for business? That's a tricky question. And if you ask 9 experts, you'll get 10 answers. Rates will rise or fall. Inflation's up or down. What we really need is a crystal ball. But until then, over 42,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, you've got one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. Add to this real-time insights and forecasting, and suddenly you're closing the books in days, not weeks. Start spending less time looking backwards and more time on what's next with NetSuite. If my business was in need of a platform like this, NetSuite is what I'd use. Whether your company is earning millions or even hundreds of millions, NetSuite helps you respond to immediate challenges and seize your biggest opportunities. Speaking of opportunity, download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/fire. The guide is free to you at netsuite.com/fire. netsuite.com/fire. Dr. Ram, we're back, and you've already dropped an entire episode's worth of value thus far. So I want to really end strong with a few questions here. Number one, what are the specific telltale signs that we're not operating at our physical and mental best? Go through some of those now.
Oh, wow. I love that question. And oftentimes, those signs are there. And at Entrepreneur, we neglect it. It's really, and one of my mentors says this, it's like, instead of reaching for, pay attention to your body, listen to your body. Your body is the best compass of your health. And so if you're waking up feeling tired, there's something wrong there. If you're tired, you should be refreshed first thing in the morning. That's when your body's already healing itself. When you wake up, the hormones are at its peak at 7 a.m. Right? And your testosterone level's high, your dopamine level's high. Your body should feel refreshed. But if you're waking up tired and you're slow moving, then it's a sign that, hey, let's look at the four basics that I talked to before, the diet, exercise, sleep, hydration, and look at what you're doing there first. And that you should, if you do all those things, you should not wake up tired. And so for energy level is important. And the second part, listen to your body. And if you're working and if you feel like you're slowing down, it's time to take a break. Take a break from the screen. Take a break to whatever you're doing, maybe the meeting or something, to reset again. Oftentimes, if you just take about a 15-minute break, believe it or not, your body will reset. I mean, your brain actually will reset to its optimal function again. And I've done that before, and that's why you hear about every hour or the 90 minutes step away, because you can really continue to work longer that way. And also, it actually, when you take a break like that, it actually help regulate your hormones. So you have less cortisol increase when you do that. And another thing is, so it's fatigue and listen to your body. And if you're starting to have pain that you normally don't have, the most people neglect is they think that, well, if I have pain, this is something wrong with it. Sometime when you're mentally stressed or your body's fatigued or you're just burning candles on both ends, it may manifest as pain that you don't usually have. Like, you know, you don't usually have back pain or shoulder pain. All of a sudden it shows up and you're not really doing anything to really aggravate that area in your body. Well, it's your body manifesting as a stress. It's physical signs of stress. And as a physician, I see this in my patient where if a person is stressed, I literally see a rash appear on their body as if they have an anaphylactic reaction. Yeah. And once they calm down, you see that rash go away. I don't know, John, if you encountered this. I have encountered this when I was at a period where my father passed away suddenly. It was not a good period in my life. I started having pain everywhere, my neck down to my toes. And I felt like 20 years older than I was. And then when I was able to grieve and be able to deal with my stress, my pain went away. I didn't do anything. It just went away. And so that's something that I want to share to your listeners is that pay attention to your body. And sometimes, you know, if it's not feeling right, it probably isn't feeling right. And get back to the basics that I mentioned before. And oftentimes it's really the stress and the lack of sleep and just exercise. Amazing stuff happen when you exercise and you sleep, because your body starts to reset itself again.
Dr. Ann, you've dropped so many value bombs about telltale signs that we're just not operating at our physical and or mental best. And I think a lot of people that are listening have probably experienced what you just went through, where all of a sudden, you know, they just were feeling this pain and then they could eventually tie it to something. And then when that something was released, then they felt better. The pain went away. And it's so much about what is your body telling you, those telltale signs. So let's end with a bang, Dr. Ann. If we really want to connect with you, because you share this stuff on a consistent basis, where can Fire Nation go to learn more of your content, to connect with you? What is your call to action for Fire Nation today?
Oh, yeah. I actually created something that for your listeners, particularly for this episode, because I'm so excited I'm being on your podcast. So I created the 5 Daily Habits for Peak Entrepreneur Energy. And it's specifically designed for busy business owners, and it's practical. It's evidence-based technique that deliver maximum result with minimal time, like 5 minutes a day. And each of these habits target a key physiological system that impact your cognitive function or your brain function, emotional resilience, and your physical stamina. And it will increase boost performance and brain activity by 70% and 40% increase in decision quality and 3x your productivity. So you can get it at dailypeakenergy.com. And it's a guide, a very brief guide that you can start instituting tomorrow. You'll start seeing results in about probably 14 days, and you continue it, you'll see maximal peak energy. So is that dailypeakenergy.com?
Well, I can tell you, Fire Nation, after implementing a couple of the additional things that Dr. Ann told me when we were talking earlier this year, I was luckily already doing some of the things. Like, first thing when I wake up, I walk my dog for 3 miles. I'm outside, I'm in the sun. This is pre-caffeine, this is pre-anything. I'm outdoors moving the body, and I do the exact same thing every evening. Kate and I love going to bed at between 9 and 9:15 every night. It may sound lame to some people, but I love waking up around 5:30 or 6 in the morning feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. Like, I personally love that. And then the hydration piece, and then all the other pieces. I mean, there's so many more things that you can be adding to your life that are kind of small when you kind of look at them day to day, but they're so important and impactful over time. So you know that you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, and then you've been hanging out with Dr. Ann and JLD today. So keep up that heat. And for links to everything that we talked about, visit eofire.com, type Ann, A-N-N-E, in the search bar, and the show notes page will pop right up. And one more time, what was that URL, Dr. Ann, that Fire Nation can go to?
dailypeakenergy.com.
Dr. Ann, thank you for sharing your truth, your knowledge, your value with Fire Nation. For that, we salute you, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Hey, Fire Nation, a huge thank you to our sponsors and Dr. Ann for sponsoring today's episode. And Fire Nation, are you an entrepreneur on fire who's looking to share your amazing message with the world? If yes, we are now accepting applications for Entrepreneurs on Fire. To learn more about becoming a guest, visit eofire.com/guest, and I'll catch you there or on the flip side.
Are you ready for the ultimate all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs, marketers, coaches, and agencies? Build funnels, automate follow-ups, manage clients, and even white label your own software. Say hello to our featured partner, High Level, and visit highlevelfire.com to start your free trial today.
Over 42,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform. Download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning today at netsuite.com/fire.